Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend, and you'll love the results. Okay, let's do this. On with the show. Today's episode features a conversation I had with Kingsley 1945 founder and designer Ramon Kingsley. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. I'm with Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. Today I'm talking to the founder and designer of Kingsley 1945 Watches and my good friend, Ramon Kingsley. What's going on, Ramon?
Hey, Amit. How are you? How's it going?
I'm good, brother. Yourself?
Doing well.
I'm glad to hear it, and I'm glad that you spent the day in Boston today, man. I get nostalgic for Boston sometimes. I hope you had a good day today.
I did. I sure did. Today was, I'm out in Rhode Island, so it was a really great day today. Nice and sunny. It was good. Good day. Good day to be out in Boston.
Well, I'm happy to hear that, brother. Hopefully one day we'll connect soon on the East Coast. Last time Ramon came in 2014, I believe. Was it 2014, 2015? I don't even, so much time has passed now since the last time we saw each other, but, Ramon and I, Ramon is the owner, founder, and creator of Kingsley 1945 Watches. For all of those of you who don't know, I am a distributor for Kingsley 1945 Watches for the West Coast, and I have a very unique partnership with Ramon. Ramon, as you know, I do a ton of Facebook Live videos. I promote the hell out of these watches, not for any other reason other than I believe they're the best for the money, and I also am very passionate about the brand, and I love being able to help my friends. You've done a phenomenal job with everything from start to finish. Can you explain to the public what our sort of unique partnership, how it's different than any other partnership that you have, let's say, with any of your authorized retailers or any of your other distributors?
Absolutely. So first off, brother, I just want to thank you for that intro there. And I believe we're going on a good 8-9 years since we first met. And it was really interesting, actually. Amit and I, we met, about 8 years ago. And at one point in time, I said, one day you and I are going to do some business together.
Right.
And here we are. Amit is just an incredible just an incredible person that knows watches inside and out. And I, with me being so connected and so close to the brand and designing it, sometimes it's difficult, because it's like this is something that you've developed from scratch. And to see someone from the, from the other side of the business understand these pieces the way you have, it created such a unique situation between us in that, you're the only one really, especially out in your area there that where, people are getting these really unique pieces and we're fully customizing things that, parts and watches that I develop. And then I have these unique, designs that are interchangeable, and we've been able to create a lot of interesting things, especially you and serving all of the high-end clientele that you have. It's been a very unique situation and great for, for watch collectors, people who love watches, the ability to be able to, put together a watch that is so, so intricate, all of the things that go in it, and to be able to customize, whether it's a watch face, a hand, cattle branding on the back of the straps, whiskey, Scotch whiskey, rubbing on the leather straps. These are all just really cool, unique things that I've been able to work with Amit. So it's a very, very unique situation that we have, and one that, being a smaller company, it's very difficult to be able to do that with a bunch of people, because it's not that easy, and you have to really be knowledgeable and really be as passionate as a creator in making watches to be able to offer that to a customer. So, yeah.
So thank you, Ramon, for that explanation. I mean, see, the thing is, you know, I was taught my whole life by my father, who was like my business guru, and obviously, you know, my dad's history, yeah, of what he's created. He created an empire. He always told me to never do partnership. So when I first met Ramon, we actually met in 2007. I went to Providence for the day, and we have a mutual friend, and that mutual friend connected us. I was in Providence for a couple of days. I was super bummed out. My Panerai was stolen, and my buddy, who happened to be an Indian guy as well, was like, hey, like, you got to meet my friend Ramon. And within 10, 15 minutes, Ramon was like, hey, like, I think one day we're going to do business together. And he, you know, the weird thing was, I mean, I talked about a certain watch. I remember at that time it was the Milgauss, and I remember your friend, the doctor, a.k.a. Neil Diamond, was wearing that watch, or we were talking about that watch, and you didn't really know me at all. Like, this was the most incredible part to me, was that you just knew, somehow you just knew instinctually that we, because, you know, no one says to just someone they meet within 15, 20 minutes that we're going to work together one day in business. That's like, you never hear that. So I was completely thrown back. And also, you know, just having been raised in the business I was raised in, and my father always, you know, in the back of my head saying, don't do a partnership, don't do a partnership. I got to tell you, I mean, usually my dad's 99.999% right on everything he says, but on this particular account, he was not right. And I could tell you for sure, certain, that this is the most meaningful partnership I have, because of my love for the brand, my love for you, and my love for horology. I mean, I think, you know, what you allow me to do with this brand is you really allow me to, you know, to take control, and do it in a way that's really me, without me compromising my ideals or compromising who I am, and while still respecting the tradition and respecting the values and respecting the ideology behind what you've created. So I can't thank you enough for this partnership. I can't thank you enough for allowing me to express myself through your brand. And, you know, not only have we done, like, you know, unique customization, but we basically, a couple of years ago, co-collaborated more or less on something that was kind of a mistake, that was made on a watch that you were trying to put together. And then we kind of came out with this incredible series of watches that I think are pretty unique to you and me, called the Member Series.
Yeah.
Which is basically, you know, any of our dials basically have this beautiful brass plate underneath when you strip them down to the core. And there's no writing on them, and all you see are the numbers, 12, 3, 6, and 9. And it just makes the watch look way more vintage and way more antique and super special and super – it has that very, very much handmade feel to it. So that's been amazing. I'm sure, like, in the beginning when we kind of came about with this thing, we were kind of, you know, it's also our highest price point item in our collection, of $2,700. I don't think either of us really realized that it kind of took a life of its own.
Yeah, it's a very unique sort of surprise, I guess, you can call it. And, you know, me being an industrial designer and designing, you know, my whole life since I was very young, luxury goods and all sorts of things, it's those kinds of things that really, you know, those friendly mistakes and things you do that oftentimes end up being just very cool, innovative things, because they just come out of the blue. You never had that in mind or never expected that. So that was just totally unique and great. And the other thing that I want to add to that is, you know, it's so important too, not just, you know, me as a designer and creating things and being in a bubble. It's always very important to see the other side, the outside of that bubble. And I think You bring a lot of that to the table because you're out there. You know, you're talking to all sorts of clients, all sorts of high-end pieces. So you get to see a perspective that is very helpful to, you know, to design, to people like myself who are designing. So I think that's a really cool relationship to have. Without question,
and also we're friends, you know, first and foremost.
Yeah.
So it's you know, I worked with my whole. It doesn't mean because you're necessarily because you love someone or you like someone or you're friends with someone or you're in business with someone, your family, that it's gonna work. But this, Ramon and I understand each other in a way that I don't think, and you can attest to this as well. We both have a very similar work ethic. We have a very similar design aesthetic, and we have a passion for the same sort of thing. So I think that sort of lends itself to our partnership, and it really just when you think like how much, you know, how much cooler can it get, or how much more evolved can this partnership grow into? I mean, we've only been working together really for about 3 years. We've known each other for over 10 years now, actually, because we met in 07.
Yeah. Right.
And so when I think about it, it blows my mind. And what's even more amazing is that for me as a watch historian, as a watch expert, as someone who's done watches more than half of his life, is how evolved Ramon is as a designer, having never ever owned or had his own watch brand ever before. And Ramon is, Ramon, you're what, a couple of years younger than me. I'm 41. You're what, 37, 38?
Yeah, 37.
Yeah.
He's going to be 37 in June, so yeah.
He's going to be 37 in June. So if you think about it, when we met, Ramon was 27. And, you know, I mean, you know, I was 31. So it's like now having 10 years later, looking at it, we're like, we've been doing this for 3 years. Like even your, I don't know, just your attention to detail, and not just your attention to detail, but more importantly, your commitment to quality. I mean, you know, you see a lot of brands out there, boutique brands out there that, you know, claim they're a quality made product, or claim that, you know, this, they claim that, they claim American made, they claim all these things. But when you really look, when you get down to it, they're not really well made at all. And I can honestly tell you with all sincerity that I've never seen a watch as well built as Kingsley 1945 watches for the money, whether it's our $800 introductory price point, you know, Cali Kings, or whether it's our, you know, our member series. I mean, the same love goes into each and every one of those pieces because you hand assemble each piece and you design each piece yourself.
It's interesting, you know, the old watch, you know, the what, you know, most, or you know, the majority of people think of when you're building something, they think of a big factory and it comes on one end and it's all done on the other end. And it's really not like that anymore. The future is a lot different now. Their quality, you know, you can build, if you're a designer and an engineer, there's so many different things you can control. And I think those are one of the strong aspects of the Kingsley brand, is I'm able to engineer and design these products to the point where I can manipulate everything as to how they're made. And then I can go anywhere in the world, U.S., Switzerland, Japan, anywhere, and literally just engineer and design every single part as I want it. And it comes to me, and I'm able to put these things together. And I've, you know, not being someone who was a watchmaker or family of, you know, watchmaking family, I designed these in a way so that I was able to comfortably be able to put these together, and so that they were unique. A lot of that quality, that's where you kind of see a lot of all these intricate things. Is that the time gap where, you know, we literally weren't even in contact. I was behind the scenes, literally spending thousands of hours designing and engineering these things. So these products, you know, So the vision really started to come to life, the prototypes and things like that.
And it's I mean, Ramon, you've done wonders in such a short period of time. I'm proud and happy to say that we have four collections of watches, five if you include the member series. And you know, if you think about it, the brand has really changed, like, in a very short period of time as well. Like, you know, our original Type 1 models had dates. Like, we don't really have dates on any of our watches except for the member series, and that's the original member series. The newer member series don't have dates, but my point is that, I mean, just to go from a date to no date, believe it or not, as simple as that may seem, that's not a simple, seamless thing when you're redesigning and rebuilding. So,
yeah, it's an interesting thing. You know, watches are so interesting. It's like, you know, when you think about it, I remember when I started designing, and it had to be, oh, it has to have these functions and that, because it was an assumption that, oh, well, maybe people, that's why it's good. And in reality, you know, it's really not about that. It's about a certain feeling that a certain time piece, it's the emotion that it brings out in people when they wear them. And you can only find that out by going outside of that design bubble and looking outside of the box. Usually when I've traveled all over the world. I've been to all sorts of shows, and, you know, day in and day out, all I see is all of these, you know, really well-made pieces, but they're kind of just talking about how many features and how many things they have, and really missing the overall sort of emotional component that a watch has. And that's kind of what I really spend a lot of time thinking about, all the way down to the reason why, if you look at the majority of my pieces, they have this tan strap. Well, the reason why that strap was like that is because at the beginning, when I first made my prototypes, I was literally hand cutting bomber jackets that were turning them to straps. And that idea was just so unique. And that's how kind of the brand has evolved and taken that kind of a personality. It comes from a very passionate story that I have, because I collect World War II stuff, cockpit gauges, leather jackets, and that's kind of how I started creating these watches, and that's how the brand has evolved to become what it is.
Which is mind-blowing when you think about, you know, you're getting essentially a $5,000 to $7,000, you know, engineered work of art for under $2,000 that Ramon painstakingly hand-built and tests and designs himself. You know, that is a very rare thing today. I mean, forget about even the high end. Even if you're in the $100,000 bracket to buy a watch, $100,000 watch, you can't call any of these high end watchmakers and be like, can I speak to the guy who built it and tell him I want this done and that done? They'll basically tell you to go F yourself. And if they do allow any sort of customization, you're going to pay the same amount as you're paying for that watch just for the customization work. So when you think about what we're providing and what Ramon is basically making available to the public, it's very much an anomaly. It's not a normal situation. And even the boxes that our watches come in, they're handmade wooden cigar boxes that Ramon also hand makes himself. I mean, and in that you get the original sketches of the watch, and you get this beautiful presentation, and the box is very reminiscent of the boxes that, you know, these pilots would buy. They'd buy themselves, you know, hand rolled cigars after a successful flight, and they came very much in a box similar to what we package our watches in. So everything as well has a story. Like, you know, like, it, you know, a lot of companies are like, let's just add yellow because yellow is cool. Like, we're not doing that. We're doing things specifically for a specific reason, because it also ties into the past.
Right. I mean, even when you get, you know, one of the things, you know, packaging is so important to me. It's just as important as the product itself in my eyes. It's the presentation. I'm also a believer in, you know, I could design a beautiful paper box, but you store that. A cigar box is something that you keep. You keep around, you store it, and it's very much what the story of this brand's about. You know, I mean, today I some of my, you know, customers, special customers, I do, you know, Liga Privada cigar boxes. I put, you know, they're three Kingsleys, and I make custom boxes for them, because that's how I started the brand. I was, you know, reclaiming actual cigar boxes and said, you know, how cool would it be if the watch came in this box?
Right.
So even from box to box, they're not exactly the same. You can tell that they've been stained. You know, there's a lot of differences, and that all adds character and difference to every piece.
100%. So if you think about it, you're getting a unique piece, whether it's the box, the watch, the strap, the buckle. These things are all unique for you, special for you as the end consumer. And that's a remarkable thing. And you've seen it as well. I mean, you know, we've had some people, some very high profile people. I don't know. I don't want to say who those people are. Ramon, if you want to say who those people are, who collect our watches that are high profile, I don't know if you can or can't, but.
Well, we've got several folks in the, you know, in the entertainment and sports, you know, NFL, and some up and coming, singers, and actually a whole host of folks that, you know, they're professionals. So they have a lot of access to, you know, a lot of different people. And it's nice to hear their enthusiasm for these pieces, because these are folks that they get all sorts of things thrown at them. And most of the times they actually get paid for those. So to see someone, folks that are at that level, you know, kind of complimenting and coming back and really just genuinely really loving the pieces tells me a lot about, you know, about the impact that some of these pieces have for, you know, for some of the consumers that buy them.
Yeah, I don't think I can ever forget. We did a watch and scotch event at the Mandarin Oriental where I have an official service and partnership with, and Ramon totally surprised me and flew in, and we did this private event with Glenlivet Scotch and the Mandarin, and we had some nibbles. So people were walking around, they were, you know, tasting scotch, and what made this really interesting for me is even the presentation that Ramon chose for that particular day. Were vintage briefcases. That's how Ramon has partnerships with retailers as well. And unlike, you know, most watch brands have, you know, their point of sale material, their stands that the watches go on, and the material, the branding, you know, just everything. Ours is a very different approach. I mean, Ramon finds these incredibly cool vintage briefcases and sort of reclaims them as well, and that's how our watches are sort of displayed at retailers. And when you think about it, the way I'm saying it, you may be thinking, I mean, how cool can that be? But when you see it, it brings the whole concept home even more.
Yeah, I mean, that's again the same thing there. I started, especially for the retailers and on the retail side. One thing about me that, you know, maybe a lot of people don't know, it's a family thing. We love antiques, and I've always had that since I was young, and I go antiquing on the weekends. And, you know, I love collecting historical. I love looking at design from the past, really well-made design. And these briefcases, that's how I started literally putting the original prototypes in. And at some point I said, you know, well, wouldn't it be cool if every retailer got a different briefcase? And that's what I have now, you know, and I buy these things myself, and that's how they're displayed at retailers around the country, really high-end retailers. You get this vintage box, this vintage briefcase, and you know, with a beautiful display of the different pieces.
Amazing. So, like, let's go into now, we're on our fourth official collection, the Type 4 collection, which is, you know, affectionately known as the half pounder. Do you want to tell the public what that's all about?
Yeah. So the half pounder is this very interesting collection that derived from the original Type 1. And basically the original Type 1 model is the square and round case that has the really funky crown guard, which is actually, it's actually inspired by a grenade pin. So I've got all these grenades here. When I started designing, I said, how cool will it be if the crown looked like a grenade pin, like these grenade pins that I have. So that's kind of where that concept came about. And over the last few years, as I get more feedback and all the customers are enjoying Type 1, really Type 4 is almost kind of a demand from my own customers, you know. So it has a little bit of all these little things that someone who owns a Type 1 will see in a Type 4. It's you know, it's a heavier case. It's raised higher from underneath, so the crown sits a little more proud. And these are kind of unique things to the brand. My watches aren't necessarily like very, you know, those really wide, large pieces, but they're thick. So they have this very distinctive thickness to them that makes them very unique. So that's one part of where the half pounder Type 4. The other very unique thing about this watch is the back of it. It's very intricate. It has a crystal back, and inside that crystal back, I designed this basically this bullet head stamp from a 50 caliber BMG. And all that is, you know, if you ever look at a bullet from the back, it's just got all these cool little details. So I decided that I wanted to incorporate that into the back of the watch.
Right. And all of our Type 4s, by the way, do use Swiss quartz ETA movements for the moment. But even the movements themselves, you know, Ramon, of course, is not just going to, you know, even there,
right.
you've added details there as well that, I mean, you can't really see, but you've kind of modified that even.
Yeah. I mean, I work with the, you know, there's about two or three different, you know, ETA is one of the most, if not the most reputable Swiss movement manufacturer out there. So for this particular piece, I wanted to do something. I wanted to get a really powerful, workhorse, durable Swiss quartz, which was basically going to cater to a lot of, you know, you have so many different kinds of consumers. Some people love automatics, and some people, you know, maybe they don't want to wind their watch, but they love
right.
the design. One of the things
right.
with the Kingsley Type 1 and Type 4 model, people love that design. And they're, you know, and so now what's happened is I'm, you know, down the line, I'm basically, I'm going to offer that Type 4, starting with a nice Swiss quartz and then moving into Swiss automatics and other types of automatic that have a vintage inspired look to them. Because I basically, the movements, I always, you know, I like to add a little extra to that to make it even more unique and also just the quality overall of the watch has to really be there for such a massive, you know, half pound watch. It just has a commanding weight to it. And it just, you know.
I mean, this watch, I mean, not to be vulgar, but this watch essentially is like a hot blonde with a real nice rack and a real nice ass. I mean, I don't know how else to say it, but that's basically what it is to me. Cause you've got, you know, this watch weighs literally half a pound. It's 8 ounces and, it's thicker in the front. The bezel is thicker. The back is like really girthy and gaugey feeling. I mean, it just reeks of, well-made and solid, you know, and we do also have a lot of clients who, you know, they have stumps for wrists and, you know, they're big dudes, and a lot of these dudes want that weightiness too, you know. I mean, not to say that our watches aren't solid to begin with. I think our watches are more or less 5 or 6 ounces in the regular.
And that's a heavy, you know, that's not a light watch. That's a fairly, you know, that's a substantial weight, you know. So to go to 8 ounces, you really, you know, it has a commanding feel to it. And it feels good when you're wearing it. It feels like you're, you know, you really want to wear this watch when you put that watch on.
And one of the unique things about our watches, whether they're automatic or quartz, is that when you order your Kingsley 1945 watch, especially through me, and my partnership with Ramon, you can opt to have the second hand removed so that you're not focusing on the movement. You're focusing on the style, the design, the craftsmanship, the quality.
Yeah. And, you know, I called you Amit today, but really, I think I'm one of the few that can call Jay Fly. I call Amit Jay Fly. That's basically his name. It's always been his name. It's how it is on my phone. But, you know, Jay Fly, he's basically one of the few. Imagine the complexity with me dealing with so many different retailers and stuff. And I have such a unique experience with Jay Fly that he knows we just have such a smooth operation that I basically opened it up to do all of these very cool customizations that otherwise, it'd just be impossible for me to carry through with other, say retailers or other folks that may not have the experience that Jay, that Amit has. So.
Yeah, and just for the record, nobody, not even my mother, calls me Jay Fly. Only Ramon. So. So that should show you how special our relationship is. We really have become like brothers in a lot of ways, and I honestly feel blessed every day to be a part of something so unique and so special. And it's it's all in part to you, Ramon, and it's all in part to your vision, and it takes a lot of trust as well to have a partnership like this. Ramon will send me things that, to field test, to get my opinion, to get my, my honest opinion. We've collaborated on so many different things, from the warranty to the verbiage to the certain, like, very, very fine details on the watch that you may take for granted every day by being aware and not even realizing. And I don't think I would ever have that kind of leniency or that kind of, even to even have the privilege and honor of lending my opinion. I feel really blessed every day, and I can't thank you enough for that, Ramon. And for those of you who haven't seen, we've also just redone the official Kingsley 1945 website, www.kingsley1945.com. It has all of our collections to date. It has all of the pricing, and you'll see, even if you look at all the other distributors, it says official the Kingsley 1945 distributor. I noticed just the other day, I was looking at it, mine doesn't say official Kingsley 1945 distributor Miami. It just says Amit Dave Honda distributor underneath. So I kind of feel like I'm separated from the rest in a way, because our partnership is very unique.
Yes, and thank you. I've always intended this to be a really fun passion, and that's what it has been. So, very grateful for the partnership that we've had, and all of the cool things that cool different kinds of things we've done with, especially a lot of your clients and all sorts of things. So.
Yeah. And I'm excited to see the evolution of the brand. I mean, just real quick, Ramon, while I have you on the phone, and I'm sure there are many out there who have now heard of the brand through whether it's reading articles or my newsletters or your website, or just, I'm not shy to promote it. Who don't know, like, what inspires you now today on a daily basis? Is it still the old stuff, or do you get inspired by new stuff too?
Yeah. You know, it's just interesting. Everything's an evolution, and when I first started, as I mentioned earlier, about my vintage inspired and all of my collections I have with antiquing, and I've incorporated that into the timepieces. And what's really fun is looking at the amount of consumers now that have Kingsley's and their feedback and them engaging with the brand, that it's become kind of this club. So I'm very excited about that, because through that I get a lot of feedback. From customers of experiences, that they wore this piece, and it was, that they bought this piece for this particular person, or this anniversary, or this special veteran. That all, it just kind of inspires me to continue to, with the pieces, is to build this bigger sort of membership of people that really appreciate these pieces. So I think that's my biggest motivation these days, and just continuing to draw from that. Like, I think a year ago or so, we did a cool project with a yacht company. We did this very cool kind of partnership where the dials, now I have some dials that have a mixture of the the aircraft gauges with the compass of a yacht, or the compass that goes inside an aircraft gauge. So all of these interesting things are creating really interesting pieces as I continue to develop more and more, small batches and parts. It's almost like one big experiment, you know, the way I look at it here at the shop, I'm always creating new things and, you know, kind of thinking about it and getting a feel for how people respond to them. So that's been a very motivational thing for me as I continue to create and, you know, develop the brand.
Well, let me first tell you, so now we have a production version of this watch. this is the Kingsley 1945. It's the original version was called the OK. And we did that for the yacht company. Now we've done a production version, which is more or less looks the same, but it's slightly different. It has the vintage inspired military movement. It has a slightly different, the dial is the execution of the dial in terms of the numbering and the compass are the same and the color is the same of blue and the hands are the same, but slightly different writing on the dial and the movement is slightly different. So now we make it in a production version, but it's a bimetal watch in that, and I mean that, you know, it's a stainless steel type 1 case and it has a bronze PVD finish. So it's a bimetal looking watch. And let me tell you, it's the first time in the history of my, you know, watch collecting life that I've ever worn a watch in a bimetal. And I want to wear it every day because it just looks like something antique. It just looks like something from a different era, a different time. It has this very sort of, you're gravitated towards it. And, you know, the stuff that's available in steel and gold today or bimetal finishes are absolutely disgusting. I mean, I think they're made for porn stars. I don't think they're made I don't think they're made for civilians. So kudos to you for coming out with something so groundbreaking and so cool that guys can actually want to wear because it, you get the right strap and you look at it and you look at the contrast and the versatility of it and you say to yourself, damn, this is not just a thick masculine men's watch. This actually now has the ability to be sophisticated. It has the ability to be worn with a suit and blend in perfectly. And most of our watches do, regardless of how big they are. But this one really, to me, more than anything, I could tell you, you know, if I'm wearing my expensive blazers and I wear this watch, I've never liked blue dials either. So Ramon nailed the blue dial. He nailed the whole bimetal thing, and it's made me a believer in things that I never thought I would be a believer in. So that's also an amazing way that this has changed me in a lot of ways. It's opened me up to new things. And, you know, when you're in the watch business and you're a watch expert, you think you know it all, but it's so far from true. I've been doing this for over 25 years and I'm still learning, and one of the main reasons I'm learning is through you, Ramon, and which is so fascinating to me because you haven't been in the business as long as I have, but you've been designing more or less your whole life.
Yeah. So one thing that, and not a lot of people know, but I mean, I've been, since I was 4 years old, basically, I've had a pencil in my hand. So I went literally just, been an artistic person and got drawn into design school. I went to Rhode Island School of Design, got an industrial design degree, and went on to work for several other companies, and I still do some work for other companies. I were, you know, very involved in design, a lot of metal, you know, writing instruments and things like that, and have become very, you know, very knowledgeable and spend years just learning, you know, metallurgy and how, you know, how metals are formed, plated, and engraved. And that has really dramatically created the situations that I have now and how I develop these pieces and why they have that, why they look the way they do is a combination of all of that experience that I have that has allowed me to do that.
Well, that's tremendous, and I really hope it continues. I'm excited for the evolution of the brand. I get surprised every day. You're doing incredible. So, you know, most people think Ramon and I are talking minute to minute. We pretty much are, in a way, because I don't think you talk to pretty much any of your other partners as much as you talk to me.
It continues. I have this discussion with you all the time. It just we have a very unique relationship because as as I continue to grow the brand, I just got so many more people now that I'm involved with, you know, partnerships in, whether it's in Florida or in Boston or Tennessee. Now I have so many different kinds of people that I have to be, you know, talk to, and, you know, just overwhelming. And considering that I'm also, you know, overlooking and designing and doing, you know, assembly and all sorts of things, it becomes a very challenging thing. And I think it's interesting. You're one of the few that I, you know, you can call me and I'll pick up the phone. And, you know, as I get busier, you know, it's very hard to maintain that with so many other partnerships. But I think the understanding and the way we work is so gels together so well that that's why it's possible that we can do this.
Well, it's funny. We'll both be talking about chicks, right? And we'll both be talking about going out and having a good time. And that's basically what's amazing about Ramon and my partnership, is that I feel like it's a really healthy balance in a way, because we're friends, as I said first, and then we may be laughing our balls off about something that happened with a chick or something that happened when, you know, Ramon went out one evening or I went out one evening here in Vegas, and then all of a sudden I'll be like, so that type two that customer wants, and, you know, minutes before we were talking about something completely vulgar or something completely off topic, you know what I mean? So it's just kind of cool to have that friendship and that access. And I can't thank you enough, Ramon. And thank you for giving me your time. You're always so kind to me. And I continue to look forward to working together and building something really cool and special.
Absolutely, brother. And I thank you. And it's fun. You can hear, you know, your enthusiasm shows in your voice and the way it just, you know, so I think, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing all these other, you know, all the things that are happening and where they'll end up. So,
well, thank you. Continued success to you and to us. And, you know, this is my third interview I've done with Ramon since the beginning of our partnership. You can definitely check out the other interviews. I will throw links down below. And, Ramon, I look forward to doing the next one, whenever that may be. But I hope you have a great Sunday. And as you and I say all the time, we'll regroup tomorrow.
Let's regroup. You got it. Thank you, brother.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, there you have it, folks. That was just an awesome interview. I really enjoyed it. Ramon is one of the few people who I can count on my hand, on one hand, that's a genuine person, honest, has integrity, and is one of the few good ones left in the watch industry, and he doesn't even come from this industry. It's such a competitive and fierce industry, and there's a lot of backbiting that goes on, and unless you're a part of some sort of group, or unless you're in some sort of, it's like high school, but with suits and a bigger bank account. And I'm so glad that I'm not in the world of retail anymore. I'm so glad I'm not working for a major conglomerate or watch company at this point in my life. This is really, it's a dream for me to work with someone like Ramon, because I get to really run this company like it's my own on this side of the world. So even though it's Ramon's company and he has the final say in everything, we work, as you can tell from the interview, we work incredibly well together, very closely together. We design a lot of stuff together. We bounce a lot of stuff off of each other. It's just, I think it's the way a partnership should be, and I'm just looking forward to the new models that are coming out, the new variations. Some of the stuff that we have in quartz are going to become available in automatic in the future. There are going to be some design changes, I'm sure. There are going to be some extensions of the brand. I mean, there may be different product categories besides watches. Who knows? But I'm in this for the long haul, and I can't wait for what's coming next. If you want to contact me, you can by emailing me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. I do work on a consultation fee basis. It's $150, and if you should decide to work with me to purchase a watch or to sell a watch within a year, I apply that $150 towards the purchase of the watch or towards my commission when you sell a watch. So you can can pay that via PayPal. My PayPal associated with email address associated with my PayPal account is amitdavehonda@gmail.com. And that $150 gets you an hour of my time, emails, calls, texts, what have you. You can ask questions and I can advise and guide you so that, you know, that we get you the right thing for the right money. You know, that's what it's all about, and I'm here to help. You can also call me at 702-608-0251. You can visit my website at www.amitdavehonda.com. Check out my Instagram and Twitter. I'm very, very active on both those. My handles for both are at @AmitDaveHonda. Sign up for my weekly newsletter. It's a one-and-done process. Sign up once, you get an email every Sunday, and you get caught up with the latest watch news. It's www.amitdavehonda.com/sign-up. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.